Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today is Friday. The week has wound down. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today. Thank you for tuning in. With me on the air is Kevin Polke. Kevin has been with us since Monday. He is the founder and executive director of KP Counseling over in Rockford, Illinois. Also, he began a nonprofit in 2016, Shatter Our Silence, which is its primary mission is to raise awareness and educate on the factors that lead to young people and adult suicide. So welcome back, Kevin.
Well, thank you for having me this week.
I have just enjoyed our conversation, even though it's been a difficult one, and it's been a needed one to have. And as we wind down the week, I always want to keep the conversation going. But today, I'd like to focus a little bit on treatment. Before we do that, though, I left off with a question from yesterday. When you had gone through some of these risk factors and the warning signs, and kind of was scary, you pointed out that a young adult would typically just tell another young adult. What a great burden that puts on that friend or that sibling. So the first thing is, what do? I don't want to damage our friendship. He told it to me in confidence. She'll never speak to me again. I don't know what to do. What would you give direction in that?
Well, having experienced it personally with a friend of mine when I was 19 years old that died and wanted to get together, and I thought it was just getting together, no big deal, but then finding out a few days later when he returned to college and I was still in Rockford that he had died from suicide. I've thought about that story multiple times, what could have been different if I would have acted. So I guess for me, having gone to, unfortunately, too many funerals, I think I would much rather have someone angry at me because I helped them get help or brought them to the hospital or told their parents so that they were alive to be angry, to then go to the funeral and have regret that I didn't say something.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally get that none of us, as especially young people, let alone adults, we want someone to be mad at us. But having experienced what it feels like to have the regret of not acting, I would rather have them mad at me than feel that regret.
And, you know, it has even been my experience that afterwards I've had clients come back and thank me. They were so angry when we picked the phone up and called for an escort to the emergency room. Yet, 2 months later, they come back after treatment and say, I'm so glad you did. I had every intention. That anger may be temporal.
Exactly.
Are there certain personality types that are at risk?
I think not being specifically a psychologist, and I think probably instead of getting into maybe more like a personality disorder or those types, I think that sometimes how people cope with life, we obviously have individuals who struggle, as we said previously, about the mental illness and substance abuse, those types of things, or someone who's been assaulted. But a population, unfortunately, that I've also had to address is the overachiever. And that the overachiever, the young adult, the student that's all A's, is on every sport, is involved with every club. On the outside, they seem like they're not really vulnerable to having that hopelessness. What we've come to find out, and just most recently, even the last 2 weeks, I was at a memorial for a local student that died, and she was a two-time All-American softball player, two-time national champion, and scholar 4.0, and there are some other factors that were leading into that. And so sometimes just because they achieve a lot doesn't mean that they've developed a strong resiliency and how to cope with that. And so that, there's a vulnerability with overachiever just as much as someone who may show more of the classic signs.
You know, and I'm so glad that you shared that, Kevin, because, I mean, you know, how often do we even hear in the news, media, the famous individuals, you know, I don't want to go through and list names off, but those that would be the least likely to have followed through with hurting themselves. And, you know, and they are the overachievers, very successful financially in their life, famous, but yet they are the ones who end it. And so we need to be aware of that. We're going to pause here again, take our break. But when we come back, will you address what can we do culturally to prevent these acts of suicide? What can we do individually? Can you answer that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, closing out this week's program with Kevin Polke. And the topic of the week, it's been a serious one, but just the information that was given is invaluable. Shatter our silence, looking at breaking down the stigma of suicide. Kevin, culturally, as a community, what can we do to really just step up and help prevent these suicides from taking place?
Well, I think it's sometimes it's the subtle things, as such as when someone will just even be saying something light like, "Oh, I'd just be better off dead," addressing that, mm-hmm. so that. The person knows, or other people who are listening know, that you're willing to be serious about this. This is not a joking matter. No different than racism. No different than sexism. It's not something to joke about. So it could be as small as that, though that takes a lot of courage to do that. Or it could be as large as you having this show, us talking about it, and being involved with, awareness walks, suicide awareness walks, and just talking about the topic. Because what I've come to find out is the more that I'm willing to talk about it, the more that people who are struggling are willing to come to me and ask me about it, because they know that at least I'm willing to listen. I'm mm-hmm. not going to run away from it. I think that's one of the biggest pieces. The more we become educated about it, the more that the energy around it and our fears about it will go down, and that we know what we can do.
And I love that point there of just talking about it, whether it's happening or has happened in your life. It is just as a community raising the awareness. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily use the word normalize it, but normalize the fact that it happens, and we need to be aware of it, and we need to learn and educate ourselves on that. But individually, what can we do?
So I think part of it is this idea that suicide is the end result of these other things, end result of someone who's stuck in the depression, or end result of these factors, as we've talked about this week. And that, so that's where we're at, to break that stigma. But some of the very simple things that when we're in that darkness, either our friend, or we've identified our friend or our peer that's in that darkness, encourage them to continue talking about it, encourage them to contact the crisis text line, which is 741-741, or the crisis hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255, or just reach out to maybe another adult mm-hmm. who can then reach out to a professional who can then link you to get counseling services or, if necessary, bring you to the emergency room, to the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's just this idea of helping them to know that they're not alone mm-hmm. and that you, the significant other, are not alone either. There's many people out there that are willing to help. We just got to keep on knocking on those doors until someone opens.
And, you know, I think that you hit the key there is you're never alone. Their perception or their experience that they are alone, totally alone, I think is just in interviewing some and talking with people, is that one thing that pushes them over the edge. That I'm alone, I'm in this all by myself, and I cannot deal with the pain anymore. And right. they're not alone. We won't run from it, and we're here for you. So thank you so much, Kevin, for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule. Perhaps we can have you in Detroit one day to speak at a community event. We'd love to meet you face-to-face. And we'll have to look at our calendar and see if that can be scheduled. But I want to encourage our listeners to visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Browse through it. Spend some time on it. If you missed any of our days of recording this, it will be available on a podcast there. Like us on Facebook. Call our office. Our number is coming up here shortly. Perspectives currently has 5 different locations. There is one near you. And if you have a friend or a family member or even somebody at church that you're just picking something up, please take that step out. Begin talking to them. And if you think something needs to be done, call our office. We'd be more than happy to give you some direction. Thank you again, Kevin, for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Until Monday.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644 and tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.